We are now up to Simen Tov Kuvav, the halachas of kneading dough on Yontif. We will be doing the first two si'ifim. Sif Aleph ein molded in kemach b'yontif kedei lalush, ela yikach b'omer hadas. It is also to measure out your flour when you bake on Yontif, because the flour is edible even if you put a little more or a little less in it. It's not going to go and ruin it. And there's an issur d'rabbanan, it looks as if you're measuring it to go sell. Haga umuter likach hakemach menakli af al pi she'osa guma b'kemach. You're allowed to go and use a kli in taking out the flour. You don't have to go ahead and do it by hand, even though when you put the kli into it, you make a beautiful hole in the formation of flour in the sack. You have a sack of flour sitting there, you put the kli in it, you now get an indentation in the shape of the kli. The reason the ashvuye gumis, straightening something out, is only usur when you're dealing with dirt on the floor, when you're dealing with karka, not when you're dealing with flour. There is no such iser. Now, what happens if the only keli you have for doing that happens to be a measuring cup? The halach is it's mutter as long as you don't take exactly how much you need, meaning you can use a measuring cup for taking flour, but you have to make sure to take either more or less than the actual measurement, so you're not using it as a measuring cup. Siv Beis, Ein Marakdin HaKemach B'Tchila Afil Ayidei Shinui. All right, so this is the beginning of another halacha, another malacha. The malacha of marakade, of sifting flour, was not made permissible on Yontif. We're talking about the initial sifting that's done in the flour mill to separate, after you grind the flour, to separate the flour from usually the bran, the coarse bran, the fine bran, possibly the wheat germ as well. That initial sifting is generally done in bulk. And as a result of it, it's one of those malachas that the Chazal were not matir, and may even be a da'araisa. So the original harkada is aser. Ein marakdin hakemach betchila afila yedei shinui. Shinui doesn't help. This may be an iser da'araisa. Avlem rakdu, because this malacha comes before Elisha. Avlem rakdu me'esma. What happens if they already sifted the flour yesterday? V'nafal bo tsroro kisim, and then a stone, a pebble, or a toothpick, a splinter fell into it, verotze l'rakto, and you want to sift it again, pam shenis, mutter, it is permissible, afalo shinui, you don't even need a shinui. That means the original harkada, the original flour sifting, is something that's done in bulk, and that's an issur d'oraisa, which is also even ayidei shinui. Whereas, in the case of a second sifting, because something fell into it, that would be considered a non-malacha, and you're allowed to do that altogether. Now, this is all the Mechaber Shita. How do you get rid of this pebble that fell into it? By sifting the flour. Says the Ramah, Hagov yeshomer demuta little atzror or akisim biyado. Aval yesh machmir and volstrim. A machlokis, are you allowed to remove the pebble by hand? What's the shaila? The shaila is, that is the derech during the week. So you're doing a maisa breira in the derech breira. It should be usur because of borer. And that would only be mutter if you do a derech shinui. With harkada, it is not a problem because that's not the derech. If a pebble fell into your flour, you don't go and sift the whole flour. The fact that you're sifting it constitutes a shinui. The question is, are you allowed to take it by hand? And that, the Ramah brings a yesh machmirim, that taking it by hand is a maisa breira kedarko, which is usur on yontif. So you have a basic machlokas. Is it mutter to do the malacha of borer on yontif for ochal nefesh in a way that it's normally done? And that is a machlokas. Now, shita of the Bach is... the shita of the Bach is that even a second harkada still needs a shinui. In fact, he holds it needs a shinui gomer. The Mishnah Brewer brings that down, just that we know that the shita exists. Now we go further. Says the Ramah, V'imlo nofo bo dover el shirotzo l'rakto shenis kedeshi apas noe tzorach shinik tzas. What if it's a second sifting? No pebble fell into it. You're sifting it a second time to break up the flour so it'll bake better. So here you need a shinui, kagon al gabe shulchan, like on the table. Now what's the reason for this? When you're sifting it to take out a pebble, everyone sees the pebble there. And they recognize that you're just doing a shinui in the way you're getting out the pebble. Whereas if there is no pebble, you just want to break it up, it looks as if you're doing the malach of harkad on yontif. So that's going to be asa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if the second sieve is finer than the first one? That's certainly going to be asr. Shinui isn't going to help for that either. That's certainly going to be asr. That's the actual malacha. The Ramah then says, Hagav u'adin the mutar lasas al yidei eino yehudi afilu tchilas harakida im yishanek tzas. A non-Jew is allowed to do the malacha marakit for you with a shinui that's considered shvus to shvus. The Prichadis says you need a shini gomer for this. The mashmos of the mashmos here of the Ramah is that you do not need a shini gomer. Any shini will suffice.